I'm Chris.
I'm Steve.
And this is Lightspeed!
Munch, 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 munch.
That was good. I guess.
I thought, I always start with laser noises.
Me too, but we didn't that time. Or did you start with it?
I don't know. I don't think I did. I think I was going to, but I heard you say something, so I didn't.
Okay. Well,
pew.
Hey, also, hey, Steve, that we didn't need to start. We started actually when you started. So, you know, a little behind the scenes of you talking about trying to do lasers.
Oh, pew, 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 pew.
No, don't do them now. I'm saying before you, when we were trying to be candid.
What about
Smile. You're on Candid Podcast.
Oh my God, could you imagine? There's like microphones everywhere and people don't notice.
With pop filters. They all have red blinking lights. Like, oh my gosh. The whole time I was on Candid Podcast?
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
So I wonder why there was these floating ball mics when when this guy who couldn't park very well blocked me in.
What a really good example. And then he's just podcasting being mad.
Yeah. But they're just hanging microphones from the ceiling as they try.
They're parking inside? I guess so. It's like an indoor parking lot.
Well, there has to be a podcast in his car because they have to capture his color commentary.
Oh, that's true, too. That's a good point. Yeah, they're just everywhere then. Yeah. You meant inside the car. I thought you meant like inside the parking
lot. Candid Camera had to capture his car for his candid commentary.
Good.
How's that for a tongue twister?
That was very good.
You
tried. That's actually really good. What was the sentence?
Candid Camera has to capture his car for his candid or for his color commentary.
Candid Camera has to capture his car for his color commentary. That's hard.
I had to close your eyes to do it.
I did. I had to see the words.
Look inside of yourself. Yeah. Oh, see the letters?
See the words.
Are the words on a big movie screen?
No, it's more like scrolling like at the bottom of the news screen.
Mm. Is there a bouncing ball on top of it?
Sometimes.
Ooh, what color?
Orange.
Wow, I thought you were colorblind.
It's like
orange.
Karaoke.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's like the lines, like the words highlights.
Yeah, yeah, that's more what it is.
Like when you're at karaoke and you have it's like a two or three letter word, but it's a word that they take a really long time to sing. So like, it's like a very slow loading bar that's just like very slowly covering up the word my. And you're like, oh.
I didn't know if you were gonna go that way or using the word my as an example, the letter M and like 25 Ys.
Oh, sure.
So it's like moving at a constant speed, but they have to adjust by adding Ys instead of
that's usually when it is like my,
yeah.
But if you go my, that's only one M and one Y, you know?
Then it's a slow loader.
Bro.
Man.
Hey, we got more tricky treats here.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh,
spooky. What do we call the not the Boo Verniverse.
Rebooniverse.
The Booniverse. I knew the
Boo. Yeah. Our month-long celebration of spooks and poops.
Yeah.
We ate on every episode.
Who doesn't
know.
Get a little scared and shit every month?
Ooh.
Oh, again.
the fart was at the end of that, or was it this episode?
Yeah, I think it was the beginning of this one.
I don't remember nothing.
We'll figure it out.
Steve!
Again, with the microphone.
All right, let's break into these chips. We have three of them today.
I kind of liked our random picking last night. I can't believe we've never really done that before.
I know. All right, close your eyes.
So stupid. What do we do? We're just, Chris is shuffling them. I have my eyes closed.
Very crumbly.
Like a three-card Monty. All right. This.
That one. Okay, so you've picked probably the weirdest one.
Oh, no. Okay. So
these chips were gotten at the exotic snack guys down the street, like we talked about in a few other episodes. Nice little snacks from around the world.
Where are these from? I don't know this language.
It looks like Korean or Chinese.
Okay. I don't want to be wrong.
I'm probably wrong, but.
No, you know what I mean.
That's what it looks like to me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Gene, do you recognize this language?
What is it?
Turn it towards her.
I am. It's just bigger on the back. There's like more on the back.
It's bigger on the front. It's huge on the front.
Yeah, but there's just like more of it and easier to find.
Jean doesn't know. She would know right away. It's not Japanese.
No, it's not Japanese. It's not Korean.
Okay, so then it's probably Chinese, is my guess.
Thanks, Jean.
All right, well, what's the flavor? We haven't even said what it was.
No, yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't read. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
So the English written underneath says,
translation,
and I quote,
other words for it,
that would have been better, hot and spicy braised duck tongue flavor. Braised duck tongue.
So to take out the weird pauses, hot and spicy braised duck tongue.
Yeah, that's insane. I was being dramatic.
I know. No, it was good. You were very dramatic. Thank you. I'm just taking out the pauses.
Okay. We
should just take your line, and I'll just take out the pauses in the edit.
So it sounds like one of those weird AI auto edits.
Yeah, but no one will know because I'm really good at editing. And so they'll be all confused. Why are they saying that you took pauses when you didn't take pauses? And then they'll hear this part and they'll be like, Chris.
Well, then people are going to think this podcast doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, I know.
And so I have something to say immediately.
Oh, can you smell it?
Is that I opened this and already the top of my nose and bottom of my brain are burning with flavor.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like not like painfully, but it's...
I can't smell from over here.
Whoa.
Okay, give me a whiff.
One more.
You smelled it.
It kind of smells like...
Ooh.
Meat? It smells like if you've ever gone to like a Chinese restaurant and had like those greasy boneless spare ribs.
Sure.
That it's like basically just bacon without the, you know,
right.
It's just fucking like an inch thick.
You're much nicer. I was going to say cat food.
Oh, well, I don't have a cat. So
I do. I have two actually.
It also smells like a little like Indian curry.
Okay. Have you ever had duck tongue?
No, have you?
No, I didn't even know it was like a thing people ate.
And I feel like because this is made outside of the U.S., like it has to be like probably real duck tongue concentrate or something.
That's a good question.
Right?
I don't know if it would
There's the only English is Lay's and the translated flavor.
Right. You know what it actually does smell like to me is a little Taco Belly.
Oh, I can see. Yeah. It's very spicy, meaning like...
The hot and spicy part of it.
Yeah, the spice part.
I would hope. Steve and I both have one chip in our hand.
Oh, and just looking purely at... Excuse me.
By the way, these are Lay's, regular Lay's. I don't know if we said that.
I don't think we did. but the peppers are those like red, real seedy ones that look pretty spicy.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes.
Like those like, you know. And
you get them in like Chinese dishes.
And if you actually eat them, they're fucking
Yes, they're disgusting. Blow your brain.
Well, I guess I'll just go.
Go all in.
All right, 5, 4.
Bro, 3, 2, munch. He shook his head yes, which is interesting. It seems like you enjoy them. Yes. Okay, you can talk. Come to the mic, Steve. What have we said? You got to talk.
So the crunchies.
Okay.
I like that a lot. I did not know what to expect. It wasn't that, and I really enjoyed it. It tastes like beef jerky. It's like a beef jerky potato chip.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know how much it would taste like duck tongue, but it's like...
Yeah.
There's like a little spice to it, like a hot spice.
But like just enough to feel it.
I can see what you mean by beef jerky. But there's like a kind of a teriyaki flavor to it too.
A little bit.
And a meat. Yeah. It's like a meat teriyaki spicy, which is, I'm going to go for another one.
Yeah. Go for it.
I enjoyed these more than I thought I would.
Yeah. So me too. I didn't know what to expect. And that was quite good. Thanks, ducks.
Hot dog.
Maybe.
Am I getting hot dog?
Well, actually, I think you are. I'm not even kidding. I mean, let's be honest. Like, what is a hot dog?
Right. It's duck tongues.
Basically.
Just braised duck tongues, baby.
Good. All right. Well, do you want me to shuffle these behind my back and you can pick? Sorry, it's going to be a little crinkly.
A little crunkly.
All right. Tell me when to stop and then give me, I'll let you know when I've stopped.
Stop.
Okay.
Left.
Your left?
There. Okay.
Cool.
Here we go. So I'm excited about these.
Me too.
These are Doritos. You've heard of a Dorito before, right, Steve?
I've heard of multiple Doritos before.
The ranch of the cool variety, mm-hmm. the cheese of the nacho variety. Yeah.
And the taco shell, what do they call them?
Taco.
At Taco.
Taco Bell. Of the flavor variety. I think it says taco flavor.
No, at Taco Bell.
Leave me alone. I want to go to TB's.
We can do that.
So.
That's a good question.
Doritos.
Locos Tacos, thank you.
I don't know what country this is from. I think it is... Oh, it's the UK.
Yeah.
Doritos from the UK. Burger King flame-grilled Whopper-flavored Doritos.
Yeah.
Somehow not something they released in the United States, which is wild to me.
Two things.
Okay. You have something to point
One,
out.
At the bottom of the bag, it says burger not included.
Very funny.
Which I wish it was.
I think that's a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also joking. Mostly.
Oh, I'm thinking okay.
The other thing is, much like we've said 100 times, things just taste different and sometimes better in Europe because these better quality things. So I wonder if this is like a better quality Whopper turned into a Dorito.
My cat's about to knock something on the ground. Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah. You'd be a cat.
Yes, I agree. So let's see if it holds up to the quality Steve has predicted.
Yeah.
Let me read the copy on the back. Doritos times Burger King have partnered to bring you flame-grilled Whopper-flavored Doritos. A Dorito that tastes like a Whopper. Flame-grilled beef, ketchup, pickles? !
I love Whoppers.
Taste the full Whopper experience on a chip. This is the triangle Whopper. Believe it. Riku, you little fucker. Get down. I have to squirt him with a squirt bottle or else.
I just watched you transfer to a 700-year-old woman.
Get down.
Just like the angry porch lady walker, you know.
Hair damn apron. Children, yeah, a.k.a. kittens. So you are a Whopper fan.
Sorry to interrupt
our joke by asking if you liked Whoppers.
No, that's the best way to interrupt it. I love Whoppers. I like a Whopper.
What, I think...
I realize I backstepped a little.
I'm a big Impossible Whopper
me
fan.
Me too. It's very good.
But yeah, so I can go for a regular Whopper. I know Burger King gets a lot of shit, but I enjoy a classic Whopper. Do you throw cheese on it?
Occasionally, but usually not. I don't think it needs it. It
depends on my feeling, but
tomatoes are really good.
The cheese does change the burger, I think.
It turns it into a cheeseburger.
Yeah, but I feel like it tastes for... There's no cheese on this, so I think it's a classic Whopper without cheese.
Well, let's
open these bitches up. This costs €1.25.
That's the pounds.
Oh, pounds, sorry.
I believe. It's like a funky font.
Wow.
Whoa. That's an impressive Chris face.
It smells like lettuce. Like you can smell every part of it.
Oh my goodness, you're right. It smells like almost like a salad bag.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Whoa.
It gives me a little bit of excitement.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take one out just while I have this here.
Yeah, do it.
But I'll let you chomp first.
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is cool.
Very...
I wonder if they like actually dehydrated like high-quality Whopper.
Yeah, okay, let's give it a try.
You go first. I'm excited to see you. He likes them. Like, that's a Chris Bruce face.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
I'm going in.
Yeah. So it's very impressive because I can taste every piece of it.
Yeah.
I can taste the meat.
I can taste the pickles. I can taste the tomatoes, the sauce.
Onion and the lettuce even.
Yeah.
The sauce is just ketchup and mayo, but.
Mayo chip, baby.
Mayo chip. That's really good. I actually am pleasantly surprised, and if was in my area, would buy a normal size bag and just eat them.
It is in your area. It's down the street.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm saying if they had full size Doritos bags.
Oh, like at the Jewels, as they say in Chicago.
Yeah, that's really impressive how well they got.
It's good. Like I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, this is like very salad-y in a lot. Like, I don't know. Really good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Good
high job, praise, bras.
All right. Well, I'll just pop into this one. This bag of Lay's.
So we have our last Lay there.
Also don't know where these are from. No real English?
Yeah, I can't tell. I don't want to guess again.
Oh, manufactured in China.
Okay. So this is it's the same language as our other Lay's, so they were China.
I just like compulsively. Oh, this one has no English on the back. This one has some English on the back.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, cucumber's a little more... Oh, shit, I've spoiled it.
No, well, go ahead and I'll open it.
Cucumber's a little more palatable than hot and spicy braised duck tongue.
Yes, this is cucumber flavor.
Yes, just plain cucumber, which I found interesting. Steve whipped his head back after smelling it. What is it? Is it wild? Is it wet and wild? Go ahead and bite it right away, dude.
I will in a second. It reminded me.
Oh my god!
It's like it smells like seaweed with sushi. Like it doesn't smell like I don't know. If
I can smell the cucumber for sure.
It's very fucking bad.
It doesn't smell great. No. Also, cucumber's like kind of sweet in a way, so that's why I'm like nervous to try them on a chip.
All right, well, I'm going in.
Go in, bro. Okay, so he gave like a, oh, okay.
It tastes 1,000 times better than it smells. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Is it sweet?
Tastes just like a cucumber.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird how accurate.
Okay, let me give it a chomp.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, wow.
It's not great, but it's not at all bad.
It tastes exactly like a cucumber.
That's like a good dipping chip.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, it tastes like a cucumber, exactly like one, but I don't really want a chip that tastes like a cucumber.
That's exactly what it is.
Throw it, dip it in some sour cream or something. Yeah. Like a cream-based dip.
So I would say good job. I just don't want them.
Yes, they nailed the flavor. I think it's time to go for our ranks, Steve. What do you think?
You know, I don't know if I can 1, 2, three of these.
I can easily 1, 2, 3 of these.
I would say I'm most impressed by the Whopper.
Okay.
So I guess we could call that one. The duck tongue would be my number 2. Last is cucumber.
Bless you. Also, thank you. That's my ranking too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think the cucumber smell put me off.
Yeah. So, and the taste.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
I guess it doesn't put me off, but it's more just like, it just confuses my brain.
It did confuse my brain. I just straight up liked the duck tongue one.
Yes. And then I think Whopper I liked it too.
So cool.
But I wouldn't order it again. And then the Whopper one was just legit.
Yeah, like, that's good. What makes me sad, though, is if they ever do get them here, they won't be this good.
No. Because of the US of A, am I right?
You know what we should do? We start a podcast where we document our journey to England to buy every single bag of Doritos, Whopper, Doritos.
Flame grilled Whopper Doritos. Flame grilled Whopper Doritos.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I'll join you. And hey, let's start maybe practicing.
Richard Branson will
he'll be it. There. Yeah.
You can be in it.
Richard and a couple of virgins. That's what they'll call it.
You know what? You know who would make that movie? Huh. It's the guy who made Kingsman.
Oh, Matthew.
He has a funny last name.
Matthew Bongus.
Something like that.
All right, let's start working on our British accents. 3, 2, 1. Hey, hello, governor.
Where's my pizza?
It's me. Check me out in the pub. Just fart if you need to fart, dude. It's not embarrassing, especially when the mics are running.
Oh, got it.
Steve!
Oh, no. Busted.
Gotcha.
I put the microphone by my butt again.
Yeah, you always do put the microphone right in your butt when you're not speaking.
Out of my ass.
Oh.
Hey!